Inshallah, my sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Maratzi Shikli Nishmas Maris Hester Basu Shmuel, Rishkhan of Sagan Rasat Khanas with Mayor Zev, and the Nishmas Bat Yester Bas Zev Dov. It's based in the Torah Main of Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal. Lo Yochal Yosef Lis Apik, L'chol Nitzavim Olav, Lo Amad Ish B'Svadi Yosef Alecha V'Yidin Es Kolo B'Bechi. So we have in Perek Memhei Patzik Aleph that Yosef couldn't control himself to all those standing before him. Nobody was there when Yosef made himself known to his brothers and he gave his voice in crying. And afterwards it says, V'Yipot Tzavrei Banim Binyamin Achi V'Yevgen. He fell on the neck of his brother Binyamin and he cried. Chazal say that this is a remez to what's going to be in the future, Lasid Lavo. But it says about the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, Bibichi Yavo, they're going to come with tears. Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph Ches. So just like Yosef cried when he met his brothers, so too Lasid Lavo, the Aseres HaShvatim, when they meet their brothers, are going to cry. The Maral explains the Inyan of Bechiah. Maral, Sefer HaNetzach, in the 34th Perek, Dibur Matzchil V'Yireh. The crying over here is because someone who gets lost cries, Azer Vild Ois Nevad, he's no longer lost. The one who lost doesn't cry. The one who was lost cries. The Nevad cries. Yosef and the Aseret HaShvatim are the lost tribes. They will be the ones crying, and this requires a Hezber. Behadvarim Kidalalan. Atufat Atid Ne'amar Ephraim Lo Yikanei Et Yehuda. V'yuda lo yatsur et Ephraim, pasuk mod mod merkazi, b'sefer Yeshayahu, b'perek yud aleph, b'pasuk yud gimel, that Ephraim from Yosef is not lost in love, we're going to be mekane, he's not going to be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda is not going to have tsar, he's not going to have tsaros ayin, he's not going to have a negative perspective on Ephraim. What's the kinna that we're talking about over here? That Ephraim is not going to be mekane Yehuda. B'shas Nisiono shel Yosef, he saw the Dmustyukno, he saw the image of his father Yaakov. And Yaakov said to him, listen, your brothers are going to be written, their names are going to be written on the stones of the Ephod, the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. And if you're not Omid Ben Yisayon, if you don't withstand this test with Eishes Potiphar, you are not, your name is not going to be written there. Sota 36. So the Mefarshim asked, what to be Omid Ben Yisayon shel Ishav Eishes Ish? You need this Eirus of not writing your name on the Avni HaEphod. We're talking here about Eishes Ish. And then he says, oh, but your name's not going to be on the Avni HaEphod. We have Eishes Ish, much bigger. It says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perakhov Gimel Pasuk Aleph, and Uma Gever Hukam Ol, speaks the man who raised the yoke. This was said about David HaMelech, Moed Katan 16. Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. He raised the yoke of Tshuva. The Gra explains that David is unique in that his tshuva, he was returned to his original place. He didn't lose his makom negi. When you do an avoida, when you do mitzvahs or averus, the greater a person is, the higher a place in Shemayim it reaches. So when David HaMelech did tshuva, he didn't lose his makom negi. He got back the original place, the original koichos ruchnim. Spiritual powers that he had were restored. So that's the hikim ula, me ol, as milashon aliyah, o. That he had the aliyah of tshuva, that tshuva restored him to his original place. See in the Sefer Parad Yitzchak in Maimri Yid Aleph on Yom Kippur. And the Indian is that Adam reached, and after he sinned, b'zmakayim is seidel noirash 130 years of tshuva, Chazal tells. Nevertheless, he was not returned to Gan Eden, B'nai Yisrael, after their tshuva on the Cheda Egel, were not makabel once again the first luchos. They didn't get back to the same place. Shaul HaMelech, even after he said Chatasi, still lost the Malchus, whereas David, after his tshuva, he received the Malchus back like before. And that's what it means, Hikim Ola Shel Tshuva, Hikim Aliyasa Shel Tshuva, Tshuva L'makoy Maharishon B'lishum Hoirada, that the tshuva brought him back to his original place, unlike those other examples that I gave. Shaul wasn't restored, the Jews after the Cheder Egel weren't restored, Adam wasn't restored to Gan Eden, but David HaMelech's original Makom Negia was. Malchus David starts from Yehuda, and the Maitzim Tamar Baskol came out and said, Mimenu Yatsu Dvarim Kavushim. From here the hidden things have come out. In other words, this was an act of God when Yehuda sinned with Tamar. Kavushim means that the Maisa here with Yehuda was included in the context, in the under the rubric of Bahadei Kavshi Derachmana, with the secrets of Hashem. This was part of God's secret, even though everyone was busy with their own business, but they thought it was their own business. God was busy creating, as we learn in the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah Pehei Aleph, the light of Mashiach. This is where Mashiach started with the whole Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar. When Yehuda was Moide V'loy Boish, he admitted and he was not embarrassed. He said, Sad Kamimeni. So Abaskol came out and said, it came out from me, from Yehuda, is going to come the whole chain of Mashiach, this Madrega, that through Tshuva, a person gets his Maila back, and he doesn't lose his Makom Negiah, his original spiritual powers. He goes back to the place he was originally. It is especially unique to the Shalshelis of Melech HaMashiach. When they sin and they do Tshuva, they don't lose. And the Chiddush of this Koach HaTshuva is that it's connected to the Geula. It goes via the pathway of Geula. That's the Inyan of Geula, to bring everything back, to restore everything to the way it really was originally, the way it was supposed to be. And Malchus Yehuda is the Mahalach, Mashiach is the Mahalach of Geula. However, Yosef is different. And that's what his father tells him when he sees his image. He says to him, your name's not going to be written on the Avnei HaEifa. In other words, you're not Omed in this Nisayon. You're going to lose your Makom Negiah, and you're not going to go back to a Tshuva. It's not going to help you. And that is Benigud, in contrast to Malchus Yehuda, who does get his Makom Negiah back, but Yosef would have lost it had he sinned. And through this, there is kinna between Yosef and Yehuda. And Memela, there are Ktatos and Merivos. There is quarreling, division between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef's Mekane, Yehuda, and his Maila, that his Makom Negiah isn't impeded. And Yehuda, Fargintnisht, he has a Tsarus Ayin, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Yehuda, he has Tsar Lo Yatzur Es Ephraim. So that's the difference. It says Ephraim's not going to be Mekane Yehuda. What's the Kinna? The Kinna is of Yosef and Ephraim that Yehuda, when he does tshuva, he gets back his original Makom Negiah. That's the kinna. And Yehuda's night is no longer in the future going to be Yatzur Es Ephraim. He's not going to have Tzaris Ayin. Fargint nisht. Eino Tzara bi Yosef. In other words, until now he had Tzaris Ayin and Yosef, so he was Omid bin Yisayim. What's the chilek between kinna and Tzaris Ayin? So here's the Hagdar of Moreno de Rosh Yeshiva. Kinna means you have and I don't. That's kinna. That's jealousy. You have and I don't. Tzaros ayin means you have, I don't lack, but ani lo mifargen lecha. In modern Hebrew they say lefargen. It comes from the Yiddish fargin. Aber ich fargin dir nicht. I don't like that you have it. I don't have a positive perspective, a positive attitude that you have it. So Yehuda wasn't Mekane, he didn't say to Yosef, you have and I don't. That wasn't his attitude. His attitude was, you have, I don't lack. He didn't have a misalvation believer. I don't lack, but I don't have a positive attitude about you passing the test. And that's not going to be anymore in the future. And Ephraim's not going to be Mekane Yehuda, that he has, that he gets his original Makom Negiah back, and Ephraim doesn't. The Aseret HaShvatim are not going to return, teach Chazal in Sanhedrin 110. Explain the Maharal, be Sefer HaNetzach, be Perek Lamedalit, Chas Shalom, that we are not going to return. Chas Shalom, that the Gamri, the 10 Shvatim, are not going to return, and we're going to be lacking Shvatim. Rather, what this means is, they're not going to be Chosim Mitzad Madri Gosam Heim, they're not going to be Chosim Mitzad Der Madrega. They don't have Ulu Mitzad Asim, they are included in the Kanfei Ulas Yehuda Yistapul Ulasim. They are going to be appended to the Gula of Yehuda. The Heime Madvar, the Inner Gula, is being restored to your original power, original Kochis. You only, who's going to have that at Yosef? Yosef is only going to come as an appendage to Yehuda. He's going to be annexed to Yehuda, but not in his own Schus. And that's what it means that Elasid. But you can't go to find Yehuda, because he's going to be Zerchah to Gula through Yehuda. Even though he doesn't come through himself, but he's so happy that he's off to the gula, there's going to be no more kina. Their demos of tsar and their tears of simcha. The distinction is that tsar, even though it's not great, can be molded to demos. A person can cry over not the biggest deal. But simcha, you only cry when it's overwhelming simcha. In the Lashon of the Rosh Yeshiva, mitl tsar can bring in tren. A mitl simcha that came on nicht bring in tren. Rak has simcha, was geht a rois from the kelim, bring the mois. That a little bit of tsar can bring tears. A little bit of simcha never brings tears. Only simcha, which goes out of the kelim, out of a person's capacity to withstand, withhold, that brings the mois. And therefore, lasid lavo, dafka the aseret ha-shvatim are going to cry, because it's not because of his atzmam that they are returning. There the simcha is b'li shir, it's without any amount, because it's the geula is out of their kelim, outside of their capacity. They're only zochot through Yehuda, and that's why the ten shvatim are going to cry. But Yehuda, the simcha is b'toch zayin kelim, it's within his kelim, he has the capacity to withhold it. We see himself as Zerich and brought the Gula. But Yosef brought the Gula only Derech Skalus Yehuda. Lo mitoch zayin eigene kelim, not with his own kelim, not with his own keches. So Asid Lavo, it's going to be Yosef who's going to cry. That's why we learn here that Yosef's tears are a reflection of the tears of Asid Lavo. Therefore, Yosef is going to cry because the simcha is going to be arois from kelim. It's going to be outside of his capacity to withstand because the Gula isn't in his chus. The simcha is lamalim kechosov. He doesn't have the kelim to withhold the simcha, for lo amad ish ito b'sfad Yosef achiv, v'advorim me'irim u'misamchim u'ma'oirim baruch Hashem v'siyat v'shmaya, super, super, super gishmak. Thanks so, so much.